Hey, we're hanging out here with COC, getting ready for the big show tonight with Danzig. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Glad to be back in Philadelphia.
You know, I have to say one of my first memories of you guys was so many years ago when I worked at a radio station, a college station, and I got a long sleeve t-shirt in the mail from your Blind album.
Oh, nice. Yes.
And I was like, this is so cool. And then that's when I started hearing your music, because I was like, if they have such a cool shirt, they gotta have cool music. So that's where everything started for me. So it's so exciting to talk to you guys, and thank you for taking time with us today with iRock Radio. What's gonna be happening tonight? You guys got a short tour, because you're here with Danzig.
It's about a week and a half.
A week and a half.
Yeah, right? You know, Danzig calls, you say yeah.
Yeah.
We just finished our record, so it doesn't come out till November, end of November, I think. So we just kind of wrapped it up literally a couple of days ago.
Yeah, nice. I was looking at your Facebook and everybody chiming in saying, thank God there's a new COC, you know, and I agree too. I'm so excited because Pepper, you're back now. So that's really cool that you're back and doing everything. Let's talk about the writing process. I'm sure you guys have your own unique ways of writing, and I know you guys are separated a lot because you're not always together.
Right.
You all have different projects and stuff. So how does that work? I mean, do you write separately and then come together? I know in the studio you're obviously together.
We just kind of approached it in not a strange way, but we just jammed and in a studio and wrote as we did it, but tracked everything professional wise, I guess you'd say. And the song started taking shape and form. We just kept going back, you know, once a month or something, or maybe twice a month, until we had it figured out, and then started really fine tuning everything. And once the drums were done, we just came in and it just started to take a life of its own.
It became
bigger than we thought it would, that's for sure.
So you were with Down for a while, now you're on a break with them. Are you going back with them at all?
Yeah, no, I've been with COC, like, geez, for over a year. Mm-hmm. We did a whole year of touring, just trying to get ready to do a record, you know. So now I'm just COC land.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I'm happy. I love COC. I loved what you did with Down as well, because I did see you at the barbecue.
Cool. Nice.
But... yeah, so very cool. So when you're done with this, you said you're working on the album. Is there any, can you give us a hint of some of the tracks that are on the new album? Is it anything like Vote with a Bullet? Any songs like that? Because it's political right now.
It's not pointed as Vote with a Bullet, not so obvious, but yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of topics that are pretty, you know, timeless, in, I guess, in the lyrics, sort of, but still pointed without being too... dated.
Can you give us any hints of titles or anything?
No.
Or is that all under lock and key? So you said November. At least I got that out.
Yeah,
around November.
Yeah, late November.
Be out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's done. It's mastered, mixed. It's in the bag, but...
yeah.
Okay, know, so that comes out in November, and then what? Do we have another tour getting ready?
Starting right after Christmas, we're going back out.
Okay, good.
Some friends.
And that's under lock and key, too.
I don't know. Apparently, I don't know.
We didn't figure all this out.
I'm trying to pry here.
Right.
What about your favorite places to play? Where do you guys love going?
Oh, man, that's hard to say.
Portugal?
Spain.
Yeah. I don't know.
Portugal, Spain.
Anywhere that'll have us. Mm-hmm. It's all fun.
Anywhere that'll have us.
Whenever you're traveling, it's all good.
Yeah. At this point, we've been so many places, you know. I think total, we've been to like 47 countries.
Yeah.
So, Australia's great. America's great. America.
Yeah. Any good road stories you want to share?
No.
No?
No.
No?
We're old men now, dude. We drink crappy beer and play rock.
Play rock, yeah. Oh, you know, the 80s are over with, right?
The 80s are done, yes. So you're here in Philly tonight, and then where are you off to?
Jersey,
okay.
Jersey.
Nice. Yeah,
Montclair, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Going to be playing some new tunes tonight for everybody, or is it just you're keeping all of that?
We literally just finished this thing 5 days ago, so mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess there's not really any sense in playing it yet.
Okay.
Till we get
soon.
We're all anxious, you know.
Yeah.
Where everybody's standing in line out there,
just,
and they're like,
it's pretty
"Are they going to play?" There's all these questions they have. So,
all right,
we got to wait a little bit. That's okay. We'll go see you on the next tour.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Reason to go out and do more stuff. Life on the road with you guys. What do you do for fun?
Wander around town, you know.
Do you do some sightseeing? Do you have any time for that?
Oh, yeah.
Some people do. A lot of people say they don't.
I do a lot of museum stuff in Europe and things like that. It's always good if you're there.
Well, thank you guys for talking with us today. I know you got lots to do, so I don't want to take up all your time.
We're good. Just keep an eye out for us in November, and we'll be back out there.
We'll do that.
Nice. Nice.
All right. Thanks, guys.